This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Talk with Okai Noel. Hello, Kai.
Hello, good on time.
I'm good. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bavu mi, lava panti. Yes. Okay. We have you back. So, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. And how are you guys doing today in the studio?
Amazing. 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 We're also doing great. Thank you so much, firstly, for joining us. So, firstly, let me just start with your name. Your name is very unique. Like, everyone, when they hear Kai, they're like, okay, Kai. Is that, like, supposed to be saying Kai is in a male? So, explain to us the reason behind your name, Kai.
Oh, yeah. So, my name is Kai Noel. Mm-hmm. So, it's actually, that if you pronounce it in English, it's Kai Noel. But it's actually a French name. So, it's Guy Noel. Guy in French is Guy.
Okay.
So, like, a French person really says Guy Noel, whereas an English person really says Guy Noel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's probably a Christmas guy, because I was born very close to Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. Very close or after Christmas?
Yeah, close.
Okay. So right now I'm going to ask you which country are you from, and then you're going to let us know about some practices in your culture and also what types of food you'll eat, your attire, some of your favorite music from that country. You know, just tell us more about your country and your culture.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I'm from the DRC, which is the Democratic Republic of Congo. Since I heard you said I'm from Congo, but there's two Congos. And where I'm from is I'm from the DRC, the bigger Congo. And in terms of our culture, right? So basically what I've noticed is that most Africans, our culture is almost the same in terms of our attire, you know, because we both didn't have fabric. So we use clothes, you know, from animal skin. So it's more like the same with us. And, that's in terms of the attire. In terms of food, we love, you know, stick pop and all that kind of stuff. With music, it's... I'll say the genre of music that is dominating in the country today is it's a music from Kinshasa, right? It's music from Kinshasa.
Okay.
That's the music that's dominating in DRC. I'm not gonna go specific to my type of music, that's with the food and the attire. Culture.
So there's no specific food that is just only known in your culture. You know, like for us AmaZulu, we have sugar beans, we have ucheke, we have inyama ngaphakathi, stambo, you know, things like that. So there's no specific.
It's more or less the same. It's the same food. We eat the same food.
Maybe
it's just the way we prepare the food. It might be different. But it's the same food. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the traditions that you'll follow in your country? Like for Zulus, we have umhlonyana. When a girl turns 16, they, praise her for being a virgin until that age. So what are some of your traditions that you'll follow?
Well, in terms of tradition, from my side, because remember, the DRC has different types of tribes, right? And different types of languages, you know. And there's over 400 languages, by the way. So with my side, it's too much. So with my side, the traditions that we follow specifically would be that, for example, for the males, the tradition is, you'll have to, be well-educated in terms of, you know, farming and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, back home, to females, if you make a girl pregnant, you know, you have to marry her, you know.
Even if you're not in love with her anymore, you marry her.
That's like the law. So there's not much, but yeah.
Okay, so since you told me there's about 400 languages there in the DRC, tell me which language do you which languages do you understand or do you know from the 400?
Well, I wouldn't say I know them, because so many, but there is those famous ones.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
Communication, since there's so many languages, Swahili serves as a medium for communication. Different people have their own languages and we all can't communicate effectively.
Okay, I see that. So since you said Swahili, can you tell me how to say how do you say good afternoon in Swahili?
Oh, good afternoon. How you say good afternoon in Swahili?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you say that is the it's gonna sound a bit awkward.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, so should I really say it?
Yeah, say it.
Okay, so the size. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. You got that?
No, I didn't get it.
you can say it depends, because now Swahili, like, it's kind of like changes. Since so many countries and, you know, speak Swahili, somehow it differs, it changes a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you might find, like, for us we say the size, you know, it means good afternoon. Yeah, you know, others would say it in a different way.
Yeah, I was asking you, because in the beginning of the show I said good afternoon in Swahili. So I said mchana mwema. Is that right? Is that correct?
Yeah, mchana mwema. Well, that would basically mean it would stand for any particular day, time of the day. Yeah, mchana, because mchana means good day. It's more have a good day, you know. So mchana mwema, it's like you're wishing someone to have a wonderful day. You know, mwema means wonderful. Mchana means a day, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming on to the show and sharing with us some of your cultural practices in the DRC.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.